Welcome to the All Man Podcast. We're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag lighting my cigar right now.
Almost forgot my name right there.
So
it's the pink. Don't get distracted by your own pink.
I'm a fly.
Sorry, you guys going to hear a little bit of noise.
Pink and shit.
There we go. All right,
we're going to turn that down.
Okay, so once again, guys, we are live from the 44 Smoke Shop location in Camp Creek in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for all the watchers on our live for All Man Podcast. Please go follow All Man Podcast if you're not. I don't really know why you're on our page right now if you haven't followed us, but you're watching us live. But thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. And go on YouTube, Spaceman, or The Spaceman. That's AWE Space MAN Podcast. And like it. We'll get you some hashtags to clip on or some.
Oh, please do. It sounds, when you said that, it sounded like we were space men, like from outer space.
Well, I'm just telling them how to look it up.
Yes, like the space underscore.
It's all right.
It's going to be one of these nights. I can already
tell. So we were asked to discuss our books, why we wrote them.
Yes.
And then something came up in my life, and I... Okay. And then I wanted to discuss what happened, which goes hand in hand with my book.
Right.
So I'll let Michael Andrew, this very distinguished.
MA's going to go first?
I guess so.
This dude's socks match his shirt, yeah.
Yes, it does. Because I'm fly like that.
And I'm going to give some new socks.
Just
so nobody.
Sock game is strong.
So socks are necessary. So nobody can beat you?
So nobody can beat me.
Okay.
It's competition.
All right. Listen, I'm you know what? I vow to the sock creed that I will do my best in the sock world.
Right. That's, hey, he's committed.
Like the Mandalorian creed, man.
What?
Did you see the last
this one? This is the way.
This is the way.
All right, I'm sorry. I should have said it like that.
They can't hear us. Bring the mic up a little
okay.
bit. Okay. Sorry, guys who are listening.
Is it plugged
tomorrow.
In?
Yes, plugged in and shit.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. You can see it right there.
Check all the attachments, please.
Can you hear us now? Sorry.
How about now? Can you hear us now?
This is what happens when we record live as well. So hopefully they can hear us. Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
We're getting this stuff squared away. We'll be even better in 2021. So just rock with us. You know what I'm saying? The long way.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
all right.
We'll hope that this is better. So how are we doing this? Am I just going to just randomly talk about some shit? Are you going to interview me? Like, how are we doing this?
Well, Tony prefaced that the someone was me, because I have not authored my own book as of yet. And it's always very intriguing with my counterparts, my co-hosts, my brethren. I'm curious to know what the inception was of you writing this artistic guide.
An artistic guide. So I've had the desire to write a book for probably 6 years. I'd already written a rough draft with Dress for Success and then changed the name like 8 times.
Yeah.
Because it was too provocative at one point. I thought it was too...
Provocative?
Yes.
What do you mean?
That it was going to be one of those books where it was just like, how do you market this? We can't put this out because you're talking about sex in the title and all these other different types of things. Because, you know, on the one hand, sex sells. But then on the other hand, the thought process was just me being in my head about how this all needed to look and needed to come together. And then probably about 2 years ago, just came out and decided to write it. Like, listen, I'm going to say what my experience was and what my perspective is. And a lot of men especially don't ever understand how the marriage of sex and style, you know, create attraction. They for finances, for women, for your social interactions. And we don't understand who we dress for, why we dress the way that we do. So it was important to understand that. And for a lot of men to understand that there's a masculine and feminine energy and a union that needs to happen. Because a lot of guys would be like, man, I ain't no female.
What do you mean? In what context?
So in the book... Dress for Success, How to Intimately Align Your Image and Your Identity So That It Always Creates a Lasting Impact. What my first two chapters are about.
Where can you buy it?
Oh, you can find it on stylearchitects.com or on Amazon. And for everybody who does get the book, 80% of the proceeds will be going to the beautiful model that you'll see on the cover. Her son is fighting, winning the battle against leukemia. I think he's getting to the recovery stage. And that's so I want to support, you know, her. Because she didn't charge me a dime for the book. So
if you had, I'm going to err on the side of some questions Tony would initially have for us anytime either of us want to create something.
Right.
Who is this book for?
This book is for single and actually for a lot of married men as well, and just understanding, and guys who want to develop and cultivate their own awareness of themselves and their style. So if you're a person who's sexual as a man, it's pretty much most men.
With a sweater like that, how could you not be? I'm just saying.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Officially, thank Wayne picked out this sweat, everybody.
I did not pick it out.
Well, you gave advisement, is what you
I gave advisement, gave advisement, but I did not pick it out.
Just in case this goes left, I guess he
oh, there's nothing to go left. It looks great.
It's not the only one, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a present.
So, and yes, remember, we're here from 404 Smoke Shop. So if you hear any background noise, that's what it's like when you're
recording
live.
Right, when you're live.
We're live.
This is what y'all wanted, though. Y'all wanted to see us.
Actually, I wanted this. I don't know how you guys feel.
Well, you wanted it because they wanted it.
Damn right.
That's what we'll go with.
Yeah. No, my IG says vanity purposes only. I love seeing myself. I love
Do you really? Me. That's hard.
Well, you love seeing yourself right now in the mirror? Sideways profile? with your stomach out?
You know what I'm saying? Is it out?
Why did you point that particular?
Because he always come for me
now.
Fuck that shit. He always come for me. So I'm getting my jabs in while I can.
He
right
be on
now.
His big brother shit.
So I'm gonna get my jabs on while I can right now. We'll say something.
I'm down five. Keep at it, nigga.
Is this like a promotional antic for your book?
No, I should have an OnlyFans so people can see my transformation.
You could pair it with your. You could start a link tree. Put the link to the book and your OnlyFans.
There you go.
And get it popping.
Yeah,
you can make it happen. So yeah, that's it's essentially for. It's a lot of dudes out here who want to dress, and they want to dress. If we're being honest, for vanity purposes as well, they want to make sure that like people will pay attention and be like, "Oh, you look so nice."
Right.
But the dudes who are really, really killing the game when it comes to style that I've noticed are the people who are like, "Fuck all that, I'm dressing." For me, and this is a reflection of who I am and what I'm about. And once guys really understand that, everything else changes and transforms because you're elevating everything that you do and making sure that it's at its maximum. Like, I'm the very best version of who I am.
Word.
It's the same way we should be, you know what I'm saying, when we dealing with women or when we dealing in sexual situations.
Let me ask you a question that's a little bit off. It's on topic, but it's not. When you see someone who categorizes themselves as well-dressed or I dress fly, mm-hmm. but internally you're thinking you don't. How do you approach them?
I don't.
What if it's someone who actually says, "Hey man, you know, I think I be, you know what I mean? What you think about the way I dress?"
Well, one, if that person is asking for my opinion, my immediate response is, "What do you think about how you dress?"
I was going to think that, what does it matter?
Like, what do you think about how you dress? Now, if you're trying to improve your dress from an aesthetic standpoint, I can't help you with that. But if you're trying to improve your dress from a practical standpoint, I can help you with that.
Break that down right there, because I feel like that feeds into the book as well.
Right. So aesthetics are about art, like your art, your artistic expression. I can't tell you what is art for you or what's art for what's art or what's not art. Because we've seen it numerous times. Abstract art can be a red ball in the middle of a white platform. And they'd be like, "Yo, that's the most..." No, just in a white platform.
I see
like
the solitude in the ball.
Right, yeah. And that's all it's sitting on, the display. We really just put the ball on a white platform. Like, it's a red ball. It's a red rubber ball that you can get from Walmart.
Yep.
And that joint will sell for $25,000.
Yep.
Because of the perspective of what they've done.
Or drugs. I mean, drugs will make you think some shit.
I mean, that's
for
possible.
For sure.
Or on the other side, the other side of that is I could be a painter, and you know, you could look at somebody like Basquiat, and if you're not into art, you don't see what all the hoopla is about.
Right.
And you could even be in the art and say, "I don't understand what the hoopla is all about," from that perspective. But from a practical standpoint, if you want to talk about painting and you're saying, oh, I'm just going to throw some water on this canvas and it's supposed to look dope, or it's supposed to be an artistic expression.
Yeah.
And then your watercolor, it keeps on just falling off the canvas because it's a wax canvas and it doesn't hold.
It's not going to hold
watercolor. It will hold oil-based paints that are heavier and that are going to sit on that canvas different. Then we need to have those types of conversations. What type of brushes are you using? Are you trying to fan this out? Is this going to be more impressionist than it is going to be abstract? Or like, what is your goal and what are you looking to achieve in that space? Now we can have a different conversation. But I can't tell you how to be you. I can give you access to yourself, but I can't teach you how to be you. Yeah. You have to do that. You have to take that exploration on your own.
Right.
And so even, you know, with my coaching, with the book, it's not about me saying this is the end all be all. This is just to get you started and put you on the path to your own understanding of yourself. Because once you understand yourself, then everything else starts to fall in line. The type of women that you want, the type of people that you want to hang around, the type of places that you want to be in, all those different types of things start coming into alignment. And you're not so stressed or worried about not being able to get into the club. And you're like, man, I ain't want to go to the club anyway.
I feel that. I just recently had some discourse with my eldest, my son.
Okay.
And we had a bit of a confrontation.
He fucked you up?
I mean, he's strong enough to do so now at this point. We rectified, you know, our tiff. But one of the things I erred on when I was explaining to him why our argument had escalated is I want you to find yourself.
Right.
I don't want you to be what your mother and I or the world wants you to be. I want you to find out what the best version of you is.
Right.
And if I see that from my perspective, that you're lacking in that, or you're not putting your due diligence in to do that, then that's where I have a problem.
Right.
Not because you doing this or you doing that. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, what are you doing for you?
Right.
Which leads me to Tony Davis's book, which is more instructional in a sense to me, because I've read it. My wife has read it.
Have you read my book? No.
I have read portions of your book, Michael Andrew.
That's not a short read.
It's not a short read.
No, it is.
But
not.
I have delved into. I've actually read more of your first book than your most recent book.
Which one was the first book?
That I've not promoted apparently. Right.
It was. Oh my God, man! It's in my.
Hey, man, what's your first book? Why don't you just?
I don't know what my first book is.
Your first book, I bought it.
I mean, we Jesus got the right Christ, dude.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
This
embarrassing.
Is embarrassing for me. Like I put a book out.
You put it's like a. It was like a guide.
Oh,
the ebook that you had.
Yeah, I don't remember that book.
Yes,
I need it. We'll revisit it in 2021.
Okay, so we stumbled and we'll pick it back up.
That's right.
That's all right.
That's what happens.
I like that. I like that. Keep moving, man. Don't let it. Keep you down.
Yeah,
we were moving forward.
Okay, you were saying.
I was saying. Speaking of Tony Davis's book, King's Queens and Stable Boys. A Guide to a Better Relationship.
Kings, Queens, and Stable Boys. Why Men Cheat.
Why Men Cheat.
A Guide to a Better Relationship.
I always leave that off, by the way.
Make sure. Also available on Amazon. Get an e-copy. And, keep going.
Physical copy.
Yeah.
And to me, the book is a very surface level of instructional ways to go about having conversations with your significant other. And a way that you can also create dialogue with others about relationships.
You are spot on.
Okay.
Yeah, how to start a conversation and things that I felt are important that I've witnessed in my relationship and others. You know, there are some consistencies that people generally fall into. You know, like I remember my first time going to marriage counseling. And the pastor says, hey, you know the main reasons that people get divorced? And I didn't know. Sex, money, and in-laws at the time.
Wow.
And it's just like, damn.
I would err on that as the same now.
Yes, yes. I think three of them, I think they added another one. But
yeah,
when you're dealing with why people aren't making it, you know, communication is one of the biggest ones. And I thought at the time that I communicate with the best of them. Just because I can say what I think people will understand doesn't mean that it's good communication.
Right.
Even, you know, on this show, we've spoken and said, hey, the new thing that I've taken in was, what did you hear me say? Because, and so you can keep it going. And there's no such thing as over-communicating.
That could be, actually be the sequel to the
it
book.
It could be.
You know.
If I decide to write another
book. What did you think you heard me say?
Yeah, right.
Right.
What did you think? Yeah. So.
What did you think I said?
Getting into communication and what you want out of life. So similar to Michael Andrews saying, hey, I can't tell you how your relationship is going to go. But generally, if you want what I call a conventional relationship, you get with someone, you know, monogamous, and then you go off, whether same sex or, you know, doesn't matter, because I know a few people had the same issues, right? When you get down, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? Where do you want to go?
Yeah.
You know, is your family going to run your relationship? Can your friends alter your relationship? Does marriage matter more than the relationship itself? Things of that nature, you know what I mean? And it breaks it down that one thing I'm learning is that stuff is never over. Like, your relationship is never over. It's always ongoing.
Expound on that, because that's interesting.
You had mentioned over the weekend at the party we were in.
Yeah.
It's work.
Right.
It literally is work.
It was some people who were salty about that, too.
Oh, why?
Maybe because I didn't get invite. I don't
hey, man.
Know. It's COVID, happy. Man. It's COVID.
Yeah, it's COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But no.
I just don't fuck with y'all like that. That's fine.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, that's pretty much.
Don't do that.
We're not speaking for you.
Yeah, we're not speaking for
if
agreeable
it were
Wayne.
Us.
We're not speaking for agreeable Wayne.
Yeah, agreeable Wayne. He's going to. You're all part of the family. Just.
Yeah, just. At distant, this time. Just distant relatives.
Yeah, not as close as us.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No, it's work. Like, when you go to work, if, you know, you guys can remember what that's like back then. 10 months ago, 11 months ago, you go in and you put in your 8 hours to get the job done so you can get paid. Well, here, you're not lifting anything, you're not pushing any buttons, and you're not trying to produce any more widgets. You're putting in that work to say, hey, I'm trying to get something favorable out. I need to understand how she or my partner is, you know, who operates.
Right.
Does she like tomatoes in her salad? Does she like tomatoes at all? You know, because oftentimes I've heard, I told you this, and I've said it. You get upset because you told somebody something one time.
Right.
Or you told them 5 times. Yeah, I'm going to spend 20, 30 years with you if I can help it.
Right.
I may need you to tell me 100 more times.
Right. But are you vested enough?
Exactly.
To do that?
And is it going to be okay if I falter? These are things that need to be said.
Right.
Because if it's not going to be okay, you know, lately, a lot of podcasts I've been listening to, high value men or successful men making a certain amount of number, you know, bucks come into play. You need to know if that's going to be something that you want. Because if he's not making it, you need to let him know. Or you can't make more than him because it's going to be a problem for you. And it should be okay for you to say it.
One of the most valuable pieces in the book that I took away was how we're conditioned as people to regurgitate things and not even understand what we're saying to the people that we quote unquote care about. We're just saying them because it's routine to us. Mm-hmm. We're not really saying it because it means anything to us.
Right.
Or, well, we should do this because it's the right thing to do. To who?
To whom?
Right.
To whom? Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, man. Thank you.
And it's because Tony had made mention earlier when he was explaining some of the key points and the validity of the book is that when you're engaging with people, you're doing it you're doing it for one or two reasons.
I was ready.
Two things.
Thank you.
No, you didn't say two things, sir.
Well, there are two things in the book that I found.
Two things. Thank you.
Is that you're doing it for yourself solely.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying and doing things for yourself solely, right? Or you're doing them because you want your partner or your significant other or whoever you're engaging with to understand you and why you're doing it.
Okay.
It's not just about, to Tony's point, I can sit right here and say, we're going to do a podcast for the next 20 years. Michael Andrew will say, I object. I don't know about that. Right. Why are we doing that? Tony might say, I'm for it, but why are we doing it? Right. And the whole time I just said, no, we're just going to keep doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, that's not
I haven't changed my statement nor my sentiment. But do you guys understand what I'm saying when I say that? No.
Right.
But people are conditioned to say, oh, if I say it, it's gold.
Right.
No, because that's bullshit. Yeah.
We talked about this.
Yeah. Yes.
Like when you grow up, you know, people make statements like you piggyback on that. When you know better, do better. But a lot of us aren't doing better.
No.
And myself included. I'm doing better now.
Right.
But I've faltered so many times. It's like, oh, I got to get back on.
It's a process.
It's a process. Because it's easier to do what you've been doing, which is generally crap.
Well, those are bars right there.
I mean, and it's generally in your life. I'm pretty sure, I don't care how perfect your life may be, there's probably some areas in everybody's life that you could be better in, that you want to be 100%. Better in.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Mm-hmm. Very fair.
So I'll ask you guys this question, open up to the show that ties into the book. Are you guys ready? It's pretty long.
Let's go.
And I wrote it, and I'm probably going to stumble upon it.
Well, thank you for communicating that.
So I'm talking to myself because it hit
I ain't
me.
No criminal.
I ain't no criminal.
Right. I can read.
All right. I recently had a conversation with someone I dated. She asked a question, quote unquote, in your opinion, men who don't really want marriage, who want to maintain the freedom to be with whoever they want, do you feel they will sell the dream of commitment and marriage to maintain the relationship with a particular woman to gain the access that they want from her? That was in quotes.
Okay.
Second part, do you think that they will ever settle down? My answer to that was yes and yes. First question is, do you think that men play around with marriage just to get what they want from a woman that they have no idea, you know, they don't really want to be with?
Yeah.
They just want to kind of fuck them. Or have the freedom to say, hey,
Michael, let me, you want to weigh in first?
String you along.
No, you can go ahead. I'm processing.
I think it's two things.
Two things.
With that particular question and statement. The men who are doing that, in a lot of cases, don't understand what they want. So it's speaking on the points that we were making about Tony's book.
We'll get there because I got it. I got it.
Right.
I'm not done, by the way. That's how long it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. People on live, I hope you saw that.
All
right. And secondly, I think they're doing it that because genuinely they may want that for themselves. They just don't exactly know how to go about it.
Okay.
That was my answer. That was literally my answer. It's like, hey, I can't speak for all men.
Right.
Right. But I said, you know, jumping off because it's not in my notes because I cut all that out. I said the same thing. They actually met. I was like, I don't know. She's like, well, give me your example. Give me your point of view as a man. I was like, I don't know because I've never done that. Anyone that I actually wanted to marry, I really wanted to marry. Mm-hmm. Some guys may feel like, oh, I want to marry you if we just clean these things up. Some people have a commitment to where, like I'll say, if I'm not in a relationship with you, I can do whatever I want. And as you can too.
Right.
But I still love you. I can still love you and want to be with you and work things out with you. And I'll drop off that other shit. I was having a conversation, you know, with my brother's like, yo, I can have sex with no emotion. I want to have a connection. Michael Andrew and I talked about this last week. I want to have a connection, but I can have sex with you and still want to be with somebody else. But when it came down to it, that's not what was concerning me. A few more back to my notes. A few more questions back and forth in text happened. In short, I've never done that, so I can't speak about it, which is what I said. But she wanted to know, what does it look like? It's like, what is that? You know, what is a guy wanting to string a woman on looks like? And I said, it's simple. Let's just see where this goes. This is a chapter from my book. We've spoken about it on the show. Michael Andrew said it's happened to him. So obviously it goes from men to women. I mean, from women to men.
Mm-hmm.
In some way, shape, or form, it's happened to all of us.
Right. But if you want to know what it looks like for somebody stringing somebody along and not really wanting to commit, let's just see where it goes.
Right.
No, I know I want to have a cigar. I can tell you why I'm not, but I know I want a cigar. And tomorrow, I'm likely to have a cigar.
Right.
Because that's what I want. I wanted to shift the topic of the conversation to something else that I had noticed about this person. And that was that she focused a lot on men versus women. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Because I focus on, you know, what women, I don't. Yeah,
right.
Men,
vice versa.
Women, yeah, vice versa. And you did this to me versus, you know, you did this versus I did this. It's always a versus.
Okay.
And it made me feel dirty, grossed out even. And I told her that much. I told her that I noticed that that's what it was about between us. And it wasn't about fixing things or being on the same team. It was about the verses. And that was bothersome to me. I told her I was disgusted. Didn't go over well, by the way.
I'm sure. Because you were transparent with your thoughts and your emotions.
I was. And I wasn't callous. I'm telling you what I said. And she returned and said, I'm tired of being framed as someone I'm not. Now, here's where I want to stop.
Okay.
I personally don't believe that you can dedicate. I personally don't believe that you can dictate to others how you should be seen. I don't think that I can tell you, look at me this way.
Okay, right.
Do you understand?
Everybody yeah. still following? I do understand. I'm yeah. thinking about that thought.
I think it's up to the individual to determine for themselves who and what kind of person you are to them. I don't think that I can tell you, meaning you two.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I put that in here. Or anyone for that matter. Don't look at me like this because that's not who I am or how I am. Look at me like this because that's how I see myself.
Okay.
Even if you left the last part out, I don't think that you can say, don't look at me like this because that's not how I see myself.
Okay.
Do you feel like that is incorrect?
Yes.
And you guys can go back and touch on any part of the story
Yes. I do feel like it's incorrect. I think that it's incorrect only because it's incomplete. It's not an either or. It's a and conversation.
So now there's three things. So there's two things
plus one
that I want to talk about.
Okay.
The first part is men stringing women along.
Okay.
The second part is focusing, and this is also in the book, focusing on taking score. You did this, but you did that. No, but you did this first, and you did that.
Tit for tat.
Yes, tit for tat. And who the fuck wins?
No one.
I want somebody on my team, and I hear a lot of people say that. But what does it look like? Well, it looks like, hey, Tony, you did this. I would have liked if you did X, Y, Z. Figure out a way that you can communicate to one another to where I understand what she's looking for and giving some examples of how to go forward. Lastly, I don't believe that I can tell anyone, hey, I don't like the way you're looking at me. I'm tired of being looked at as this. Well, right. If you're being looked at as that, that's what I'm seeing. If I look at your shirt and I say, it looks like a color off shade of a pink rose or whatever.
Right.
You can't tell me, I don't like that. I mean, you can.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want to do. Let's save all that bullshit. You know what I mean? If you don't like the way that I'm seeing you, perhaps you should either find out how I'm viewing you and why and change it if it's bothersome to you.
I think in the element there.
Wait, before you go, hold on.
Yes,
I just want, because we had a comment on our IG, All Man Podcast.
Sure. So
feel free to leave your comments there. How to Serve said, I agree, you can't tell someone how to view you. Your actions are what determines who you are. And she said, Tony, you need to speak up because she can barely hear you.
better?
Thank you, How to Serve. We appreciate it.
I do apologize. Thank you.
That's valid.
Yeah, just want to make sure we get these comments in
here.
Yeah. Thank you, How to Serve.
And thank you for watching. And yeah, like, I'm not saying that you have to be okay with what someone sees in you.
Mm-hmm.
You just may have to be like, oh, okay, this person just doesn't see me the way that I want them to.
Right.
You got to be okay with that.
The caveat for me is that.
And then we're going to let the professor come in here because I know he want to say some shit.
Yes, he is. I'm anticipating Michelangelo.
Me too.
I'm going to put my mic down. Michelangelo. but there's a part there
I escaped that one.
That if first you have to find out why you're concerned about someone else viewing you a certain way.
Well, this is somebody that I had a history with at one point in time of our lives, and we really cared about each other.
Yes, and that's situational.
And we obviously still do.
Okay. And that's situational because okay. we're speaking from true situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, you also have to find out why someone viewing you in a certain way gives you a discourse, dislike, or they feel like, oh, I like the way you are. Why does that even matter to you in that space? Because now you're going to have trouble trying to determine, oh, this is how I should be for everybody or just this person.
That's a hell of okay. a question.
So, again, it's the conversation started superbly, but I just wanted to add that tidbit because even in those spaces where you're trying to say, because I've said it to myself, I'm not good enough.
Right.
And then I had to realize why I was saying it to myself or why I felt like I needed to project that type of energy on myself. Because.
Did you solve it?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And I solved it out of the sheer fact that I wasn't really concerned with myself at that point. I was concerned about how other people were viewing me. Other people meaning the people that I felt were important to me.
Right. And that's okay.
It is.
Because you're honest about,
yes.
hey, this is what I want to happen. No bullshit. I look out and I said, oh, man. I don't like going to spaces where I'm not dressed appropriately or I don't feel comfortable. And I'm trying some stuff out. So I'm like, oh, let's see if this works. Let's see if this works.
Yeah.
This is not how I would have come in. I would wear different shoes. But anyway, I work things out. And I said, well, why does it bother me? It bothers me.
I mean, right.
Like the other guy, you know, some person may ask, hey, man, Michael Andrew, what do you think of? Fuck what Michael Andrew thinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a homie, if he doesn't tell me, then fuck what Michael Andrew thinks, because he's right. not my homie enough. He's not going to tell me that if he sees something wrong. But other than that, this is me. If yeah. I want to come in here with, you know, with tight shorts and
tank top.
Yeah, and some loafers. Looking like
that's what we're doing.
Fresh, you know, yo, fresh off of the border.
Breaking Bad face there.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up.
Do you family?
But right. you have to I agree with that, Wayne. You know, understand why it bothers you. And understand what you would want somebody to look at you like.
I think
if I'm seeing it wrong, tell me where I'm going wrong.
I think that's a direct correlation to the topics at hand, the questions that Tony Davis just posed from his situationships, the literature that Michael Andrew has constructed that literally speaks to dressing in a certain manner for attraction or awareness. So, like, from your perspective, Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
First of all, I've changed my name to Big Mike. Big Mike out here.
Big
I've
Mike.
I've elevated.
Big Mike.
Not until you get, what was her name?
Dang, what was her name?
Who?
Shorty, he was.
What was it? Aisha. What was it?
No, it was. Fuck, that's going to bother me.
Yeah, it's going to bother me. I'm going to sit over here and be back. Quiet because I'm going to let him.
I'm going to let Mike. I'm going to let Mike talk.
We got another Sorry. Comment from Sasha B first.
What
she
up,
said,
yo?
What up,
but
yo?
I mean, you do have ashy knees, though, so it wouldn't be a good look for you to walk in with shorts.
Good looking.
Shout out to Sasha.
Sasha B. Give me some Japanese body butter.
Yeah, give us. Yeah,
that sounds hard.
For everybody.
Right.
I feel like it's from a special stingray or something. Ebony J. MUA said the statement was, I'm tired of being framed as someone that I'm not. Reality is people project their own stuff or you sometimes, and that has nothing to do with you. Then what then? We'll come back to that.
No, we're going to pause right
there. Okay, pause. And then we got one more comment.
Well, let's let that sink in.
Okay.
What did I say?
Just now?
No.
Oh.
How did I enter it?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. All right. Live and direct.
Let me sit right. back. Let's give
what
somebody time to respond.
I say, since someone who I've had a history with, all right, fuck it then. Go ahead, keep going. Read on.
That's all I said. So Sasha B said, because if that's what you want to wear, that's what you want to wear. So like, I'll be monitoring these comments to see what comes up. So I'm gonna start out with a story. There was
When y'all speak, y'all gotta be truthful now. Y'all gotta
be
truthful.
We are. All right. We are.
How to Surf said, right, Ebony, people will if you let them project their own insecurities on you. However, that's not always, in capital letters, the case. Mm. So
that's not the case here.
And thank you for the capital always.
Are we gonna take it there? We're gonna take it there? Well, fuck it then. So I'm gonna start out with a story. There was this lady, this husband and wife, and they stayed on like a, you know, more suburban kind of country type of road where people still did their laundry on the outside. They would leave their laundry out, right?
Clotheslines.
For the country folks. So every week the wife would look out the window and she would just be appalled at this woman putting her laundry out. Cause she would see and it would be like mad dirty. And she was like, she would pull her husband out and be like, honey, just look at the laundry. Like, why would you even wash your clothes if it's just gonna look that dirty? It looks dingy and just nasty. Like, why would you have that? So that happened for like 3 weeks. I'm gonna give you the abridged version. And finally, one day she comes out and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that they went and got like a new washer or something, because like the clothes look great right now. You know, all the sheets look white. The shirts look right. These look amazing. And she was like, I'm just so glad that, you know, that they got a new washer. And he was like, no, babe, I just cleaned the windows.
Wow.
So
perception.
What happens a lot of times is we may be under the Tone statement there, the perception of something based on our own experiences and our own reactions.
Talk about it.
To those experiences that may have validity, but that may not necessarily be factually correct. And when we're talking about relationships, a lot of times facts don't mean anything.
Nope.
Even though facts ain't feelings, right?
Correct.
So in reality, what I've realized is I start paying attention for my own benefit to what is consistently being brought up. Yo, you always speak your mind. Like, you tend to be an asshole. All right, there's certain truths that if everybody's experiencing it this way, there has to be some validity there. So I can say all I want to. I don't want you to see me that way. If that's the case, one, I have to start showing up. First of all, I have to recognize that that's the case, right?
Right.
Yo, all right, well, even though I may not want people to see me like this, this is how they're seeing me. Point blank, period. I can't escape that. Right now in this space.
Correct.
The only way for me to transform that perception is to act different.
Correct.
Now, do I want to act different because it's beneficial to me? It's going to be healthy for me. It's going to help me grow and evolve. Or do I want to stay in the same place that I am and continue doing the same thing that I'm doing? If it's the former, then I need to understand that there's going to be a lot of uncomfortable conversations and mirror reflecting. And reflection. So I'm gonna have to also reflect on what I did that day intentionally, and also look at my reflection literally in the mirror and say, is this what I want to continue changing?
Right.
That's not easy. Then the second side of that is I gotta make changes. So if I want to change. But that's
if
the second
you want
and
to
that's
change.
The second part. Or if I don't want to change, I have to be okay with the consequences that come with it. So what happens for a lot of people want to have their cake and eat it too. I don't want to change, but I want you to change your perception of me. And it doesn't work like that.
No, it does not.
And so for that, I...
Early.
Yeah.
There's no accountability there. And what that does is when you absolve yourself of accountability, you don't realize that you've also relinquished your power. And so that's what the problem is you want to be powerful without while not having any empowerment.
Right.
So you've done all these other things and said, oh, but you're supposed to respect me, but you don't respect yourself. You need to listen to me, but you don't listen.
Quick question. Quick side story. In the midst of my marriage, my wife has told me several times, sometimes you speak like you it's the end all be all. Like you just, you just speak about it, and you know, we just supposed to, you know. And I'm like, and I've always kind of, what do you mean by that?
Right.
Until I had to step back and say, okay, well, give me a scenario. And she gave me a scenario and another scenario and another scenario. And I said, I'll take it. I didn't say anything else. I said, I'm going to take that.
Right.
And I thought about it for 2 days. I said, you're right. Let me contour the way that I deliver certain things.
Right.
However, the things that I was telling you in those matter-of-fact statements, were they untrue? She said, they were not.
Right.
I said, okay, so as long as we can meet there, I know it's the way in which I'm doing something.
Right.
It's not so much the content. The content is still being received. Sometimes it's not being reciprocated or absorbed because of the way I initiate. Got it. Let me take that. Let me hold it. I apologize. Let's see how we can change it. But it took a process for that to happen.
And I think that that's the other thing that we have to remember.
Go ahead. Being open to the process for both of you.
Wholeheartedly.
Well, and that's actually what I was going to speak to is we cannot forget that we are in relationship. So if we are relating to how do you relate?
Right.
Because for you, the tonality of my expression, no matter how accurate it is, still may not be received. It can be accurate and still not be received. Because of the tonality that, and that's something that I have to actively work on or find a partner who's just like, listen,
it's every day for me.
Like you like.
It's every day for me.
Right.
Now.
So I hear that. Let me get to some of these comments real quick.
Also, and you gotta, in all fairness, Ebony did say, got it. I appreciate the highlighting. I'm going to take that into consideration to be fair.
Okay.
Now, granted, it was after some shit, but it was still after the butt.
Understood.
Okay. As a matter of fact, you know, butt to me.
And duly noted.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, that and that's cool. I don't really have anything else to say after that because I was just like, yo, I thought that we could talk.
Right.
Because that was my understanding. So somewhere along the line, I cannot talk to you. This ain't her show. This our show.
No. Or the other side of that, though, yeah, also
because we speak in truth.
Right. The other side of that is we can talk. We just can't communicate.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's a very important distinction.
Until we pink in the face.
That's not okay with me.
Right. And that's okay. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's not okay with me.
So, yes, you're going to hear some distortion just because we're trying to make sure we get our mics right.
Let's get the comments.
So, How to Surf said, we have to be open to the fact that what we want people to see in us has some truth to it. And forgive me, I hadn't tuned in just yet when Tony shared his story. She said, thank you, bruh. We have to be open to hearing to understand, not to rebut or respond. After Sir said, oh, dude in the salmon colored shirt is preaching. That's how she's perceiving this shirt.
Yes, ma'am.
It's actually fuchsia.
That's
right. The turtleneck.
The live action.
She said, is that a turtleneck? Why, yes, it is. How to Surf. And the turtleneck is actually salmon.
Salmon with an L.
Right, with the salmon.
With no L.
That's how you know. They'd be like, where are you from?
I like salmon. Salmon. No L, please.
Salmon. So Sasha B say,
I'm gonna order that next time I'm out.
Can I have some salmon, please?
Salmon. No L.
Sasha B said, okay, Michael Andro.
Michael
talk
Andrew.
That shit, Andrew. Sir. One's perception is one's reality. Definitely the turtleneck. Everybody loves a turtleneck, apparently. Ebony J said she laughed at Sasha. And Sasha said, I mean that seersucker suit. It's quite posh. You have to see how them socks hit the... Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoa.
Sasha B said, facts on communication and understanding. How to Surf said, either way, you clean and you preaching. Shout outs to all you guys. Be careful. Yeah, I'm telling you, them compliments will get you everywhere with us. I'm just saying.
Everywhere.
Flattery gets you everywhere.
Flattery gets you everywhere with me. So I'm saying...
You want to go to Bermuda? Bermuda.
And we're going to get some salmon. Yeah. So I think that... that's the one of the biggest things for me is when we are having a dialogue, this is not a dissertation, nor is this a monologue. We are having a dialogue. So I have to right now with me, I have to continuously working on, what did you hear me say? Can I tell you what I just heard? Can you tell me if that is correct? Right? Because that's so important. And it's funny because, or the irony there is, so many people will be like, why do you do that? Well, I'm listening to understand. Because once I understand, then I can give a more calculated response. Not trying to be manipulative or anything.
Right.
I'm just trying to really understand so that we can connect further. Because if we don't connect, we're going to have conflict.
Correct.
So it's either connect or we conflict. And the more that we create conflict, the more chaos that we have within our relationship. There's no way for us to further that thing.
No, and
it's
I don't want to misunderstand your aptitude for this particular conversation.
Right. And miss the relationship because of miscommunication or misperception.
Correct.
Like, we could have been dope together, and then we like, that didn't work out. I mean, that's like, speak your shit. Speak your shit, Tom.
I did. It was through you guys. You guys know? I was doing the Jedi thing.
It did. He was like, I was watching, it was right here. Right.
Yo.
School him. School him. So, yeah. So, that's,
you
I mean.
You just be cooing.
And it actually comes. So, it actually comes back full circle, though, when you're talking about somebody who's leading on. If I'm successful, listen. And I'm going to be that nigga. Listen. There's plenty of bitches out here checking for me. So when I'm with you, I'm with you. And when I'm not, I'm not. So if you don't want to fuck with that, that's cool.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah, but that's not stringing along, in my opinion.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It comes back full circle to the miscommunication. I don't want to lose what I believe that I have. And I've said this. This is my reality right now. I don't want anybody to be mine. I don't own shit. I don't own slaves.
I do.
Catch it.
I do. I don't own slaves. You know what I'm saying? I don't need anybody to be tied to me. Now, I do want partnership. I do want relationship. And at any point, either one of us can choose to go. When we have that freedom, with freedom comes what?
Sovereignty?
Responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was power.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you said that's actually Wayne's statement.
Yeah, that
with
is.
With freedom comes responsibility.
Well, no, with knowledge comes responsibility.
Well, you also said with freedom.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
But.
Give us freedom.
That ain't what Uncle Ben said.
But.
He did.
She man, dead too. And your mama dead too. You kill him?
Nah, they just dead.
So if you're gonna be free, if my girl tells me, yo, we're together, this is my girl, and she says, babe, you free to do whatever you want to. But go ahead.
Finish that. We're gonna come back to that statement.
Okay. You free to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just know it's gonna be some consequences and repercussions.
Let's stop it at the last statement.
Okay.
You're free to do whatever you want to do. Just like we started off saying, hey, you know, nobody has to do anything. Like,
right.
We understand that. I don't like statements like that. I don't want to be in a relationship and somebody says, well, you could do whatever you want to do. Like, yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically.
Right.
We don't own anyone.
Right. You're just proclaiming something
that's already
true.
There. It bothers me. Just like in Kings, Queens, and Staple Boys, Why Men Cheat a Guy to a Better Relationship.
Available on Amazon.
Available on Amazon. If a person has to tell you that they're a good person.
Right.
That alarms me.
They're not seeking.
Run.
Wait, right.
It bothers me.
They're not seeking you to be a good person. They're seeking validation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, first of all, I don't know if that's going to be true because my life isn't over with you yet.
Right.
But you telling
me
something.
How simple is that, though?
Fucking keep reading. So my question now is, if you have to tell me, it's likely not going to be true because you're not wanting to put up the work to show me. Stop telling me things
right.
that I do not like to hear that are obvious.
Right, because I'm not going to do that to you.
I know what I know what color my microphone. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I know it. It's orange.
You don't have to tell me.
Orange.
You don't have to tell me. And when you tell me, that bothers me. And when people do that, and I'm using that obviously as a metaphor. Hey, man, don't come in telling me, hey, man, you can do whatever you want to do. I know that. And
right.
I'm choosing to be with you. So stop trying to fight with me, telling me that Because when you say that, that suggests to me that that's where your head is thinking and that's where you're going. It's a very uncomfortable feeling.
Which is fair. What I hear there, though, when somebody says you're free to do whatever you want, that's part of why the perception is so important. Because you hear something different than I hear.
Correct.
Like, I hear when somebody says that, listen, I'm with you. I fuck with you the long way. You my people, my friend, what have you. So I'm not, you're not beholden to me. You're not obligated to me. We are together because we both choose to be together. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
It's an elective, also in the book.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Agreed. No, agreed.
No.
Get in your bag, man.
So even in that, but
like,
even
damn
in,
it.
Yeah.
But even throw in that cards. Space, even if it's an elective, for each individual, because individuals are different.
Yeah, but I quickly, I'm sorry, Michael Andrew, because I want you to finish where you're going. It's when you quote unquote are a teammate and you turn into a spectator. It happens so quick, so often.
Yeah. Speak on that.
If we're in the game together, that's what we're doing.
Right.
Once you step outside of that and be like, you know you shouldn't have did that. Or do you think that was okay? What the fuck? Do you think it was okay for us? Like, what are you saying when you say that?
We both lose. If you see some shit.
Right. It's speaking on where you were going with, if you tell me I'm free to do whatever I please, right, you're a spectator now.
That's what I'm saying. And this is why that's not what I hear, in my opinion. I got men who are married. Some of my close friends are married. You, Tony, you've been married. And I got some other homies who are still in long-term relationships. They'll be like, just for a prime example, yo, man, what you doing? It's Friday night. Yo, man, let's go out and smoke cigars. Yo, bro, I'm down. Let me call my wife. And, you know, at 25, young niggas be like, oh, nigga, she got you trained. No, nigga, that's my wife. I'm free to go. I could go out. I'm free to do whatever the fuck I want to do. She and I'm adult enough to do that. She don't run shit.
Right.
Like, she don't run me. However, if I do not call my wife and it was family night, it was a spontaneous family night, the kids ain't been home, they're staying home, she cooked dinner, she did all these things, it's inconsiderate as fuck.
Right.
I take it a step further. I just say, hey, man, that's the way I want to run my relationship.
That's fine too.
Joke, that's cool, but I'm the married one here.
Right.
And that's awesome.
I got a pretty lady at home.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
That's cool.
All that shit is fine. Yeah. What I'm saying is when somebody says, like, freedom, like, even right now in the political climate, I've argued this or had discourse with this several times. A lot of people will talk to me about, like, yo, we got to get out here and vote. We got to do all these other different types of things, not to politicize this. But when I start asking them, yo, tell me who your city council member is. Tell me who not your senator is, but your city comptroller is. Who your city council president is. Like, tell me what laws are on the books. But you want to be free to make these decisions. You want the freedom to do that.
You're negligent.
But you being negligent. So to your point, if that person is just making scrutiny and being critical, but is not doing any work, then that's a problem. But if I've called you, because the spectator side would be like, I called you and said, hey, is it cool if I kick it with the dudes? I'm gonna go smoke a cigar. I just wanted to let you know, one, will we plan on doing anything tonight?
That's the team member side, not spectator.
No, here's what I was about to say.
He gonna finish.
I hope so.
I was quiet, and then we want to hear what Michael has to say. That's what I heard.
We just didn't know where you was.
That's
going.
That's what I heard.
I just want to make sure.
Look, you driving.
Hey, man, yes.
Turn on. I pull this motherfucker over.
Well, none of y'all niggas get no ice cream tonight.
Keep your eyes on the road, man.
No, so shit. When she becomes a spectator, is when she says, "Fine," and then I get home. Did you think that was cool? You said fine. You didn't hear how I said that? Motherfucker, I ain't... Fuck no. I didn't hear how you said that.
I'm going to hit her with the... Hey, you seen my wife? like, where is she? Because there's a stranger in this house.
I talked to my wife
on the phone.
So instead of you saying, hey, no, babe, I'm not really cool with that. I wanted to spend time with my bae tonight. Cool. Now, if I'm not being mindful of that, then I can say, well, fuck that. I'm gonna go out and smoke with my boys.
But you also got to know how to talk to one another, and my book does help with that. Like, how do you get over issues? How do you get over your discourse? You know, do you need time away?
Yeah.
What does that look like? And even in my relationship with Epps, I said, hey, let's read this book together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was important to me.
Yeah. Right.
We never got to it.
Let
me rephrase. We got to it. I had to read the damn book out loud.
What's crazy, though, is that a lot of people speak about love language.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to know your love. What you just discussed is even more important than your love language. Because if we know how to speak in our love language, but we don't know how to receive it, and we don't know how to counter from those conversations, that's not going to be an importance anyway.
Or even what to look out for.
Well, that's and those are actually two distinctions I would want to make sure that we're clear.
Two distinctions.
And then we got comments. But
what that mean?
Distincts are two differentiating parts to a
that's
concept,
fine.
Right?
I think he was joking.
Well, you know,
that was great. It was great. Okay. Sometimes,
just making sure.
Well, yeah, sometimes
no over communication. That was good.
Yeah, because sometimes you throw it out there, like, you be like, what that mean?
Definition.
So,
lob.
So
good cleanup. Good.
When you're talking about love languages, understanding a love language is important. My follow up question often is, how do you fight?
Mm.
Like, what's your conflict? What's your conflict language?
Yeah.
Do you hit below the belt?
Yeah.
Are you malicious? Like,
are you spiteful?
Are
that's
you calm?
Good. That's
are
fucking
you excitable? Because then I know not to. Yo, I'm not yelling. This is how she talk too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because if a nigga say, I'm gonna hit your ass, then,
right.
But then, that's honest.
But and you know,
and we're not condoning that.
No, you
what
know
what we're saying. He said, man, look, if you say some wild shit to me,
if you get hit, then you knew you had it coming.
Right, because right. you already had that.
Right,
you already had that dialogue.
So how do you conflict and how do we create conflict resolution between that? These are all important conversations because I do it in the five love languages, which is actually a really good book. It says, how do you give love is irrelevant at that point. How do you receive it is more important because if you are gifts and gifts is not about expensive things, it's just about being thoughtful. Hey, I got you this candy bar because I knew you liked this candy bar.
Yeah.
She's going to receive it because that's what her gift is. And it also speaks to the fact that you're paying attention.
Right.
Versus words of affirmation. If I'm having a rough day and you know that my love language is affirming words, be like, babe, I know it was a hard day, but you a warrior out here. You take over anything that you put your mind to. So while it was rough today, you're going to kill it tomorrow. Don't get down on yourself. Even if you down on yourself, I'll let you even be down on yourself for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we right back out here because you a king and you got to do a king shit. You got to do king shit.
But it's also it's.
I'm gonna read that shit. Cool.
It's
after you finish.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Go ahead. Read the comment.
Oh my bad.
That was good.
I mean, you started talking.
Sasha B 247 said, question: does that openness go both ways? In other words, if I'm with you, then I'm with you. But when I'm not with you, am I not? Wait. But when I'm not. I am not, okay, when I'm with you, I'm with you. When I'm not, I'm not. Is that okay for the woman to do in a relationship?
It's not
100%.
Hang on. It's not about men and women, and it's about your relationship.
Right. Correct.
If right. Ask your dude. That's why I wrote the book, so you can ask your dude or your partner, whatever the fuck mm-hmm. you into. Does this go both ways, sweetheart?
Yeah. Correct.
Because this is what I heard you say.
Yeah, when I'm with you, I'm with you.
Yeah, when we're not, we're not. Right. So it's not about men get to do shit that women don't.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some things in the book that obviously I say, like, guys have to be psychic. Even though I say, ladies, guys aren't psychic.
Right.
Guys.
Pay attention.
But when I'm talking to guys, do your best.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know it sounds funny.
Tune into that intuition as much as you can.
Yeah, it's not really about, guys get to do it. No, they don't. We don't.
Right. We don't.
No, we
that's what you have imposed on us.
Right. Talk to the dude. If you don't talk to him, don't be fucking mad when you don't get what you want.
Right. Correct.
I'm not saying that you're going to get everything you want. And I quote myself in the book right now.
Yeah.
And but
yeah.
Your chances are far greater if you just talk it out and figure out what's really being said and what you're really getting.
It's very confusing with a lot of women on social media right now who are perpetuating these cycles of, they repost these things like, oh, this man just got this woman $20,000 in whatever, whatever, and that's my love language, that's my bae, that's what I want. But you don't know that couple. That man could have literally gave her $20,000
and went and
fucked three women and said, we cool. We even.
Paid for.
Right. But again, you don't know that, but you're perpetuating that because you see a meme or you see other people doing this or you think that's what you want.
You know what? And if that's the idea of your, I'll ask the new question, what's your fantasy? Because if that's your fantasy, then I know what I should be working towards.
Correct.
Then, she likes this. She wants to experience being given $20,000 in gifts.
Right.
So, it's all right, man.
I'm sorry.
We know he ain't gay.
Yeah.
But that shit was funny.
It was funny. And it was
real
live.
Real quick, read that. Read that, and then before we close out, though. Oh, man.
They're just going to have to get the audio out today. So, Tesh B said facts.
This is going to be on YouTube.
Motherfucking A. Yeah, that's all I know. I got you. Motherfucking A, that's how it should be, and vice versa. And the wife should call as well. Yes, like even with friends, with us, we say like, yo, hit me when you get home. It's just respect thing. We want to know that you're good, and or whether or not we need to make sure we got an alibi.
Straight
some
up.
Some shit happened.
Hey, Robert De Niro from Sleepers.
Yeah,
that's the code. Yeah. Robert De Niro from Sleepers.
Oh yeah, I just saw him.
Right,
he on the way.
You know what I'm saying? How to Surf said, we believe in freedom, but we don't know how to choose.
Speak on that. Right into the allmanpodcast@gmail.com and
How to Surf.
Expound on that.
Yes,
how to
we
choose.
Believe in freedom, but we don't know how to choose. Sasha B said, the bearded married guy is cracking me up.
That's right, Jack.
Oh, Wayne, he's the bearded one. How
hey,
to Surf
Sasha.
Said.
Careful.
Sasha B said, free Mr. Clark.
Free Mr. Clark. Free Mr. Clark. He worked hard for us.
And you don't take care of your responsibilities.
I was waiting for it.
How to Surf said, what's your conflict language? Oh, Salmon is teaching me tonight. Weight is not a thing for everyone at conflict language. Okay.
As I like pause.
I don't know. I don't know what that meant. Such be. I was taught that by my mom and dad. Wait, Tony has a book. Let's go from How to Serve. She said, first of all, congrats. Next, plugs in player. Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
cheers to you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shout outs to all the ladies, yo, and shout outs to the ladies, yo. We.
Listen,
this is so funny that we always come back to this, that we made this thinking that we were going to be talking to men, and our biggest listening demographic is women. So we appreciate y'all for listening to us and for checking us out. I just want to make sure that we show gratitude to you for that, because that's fucking dope.
It really is. Appreciation.
Yeah. Very
appreciation
much so.
All around.
Yeah, so.
Even. God dang, she know I love her. That's why she be in the fucking right. shit. That's why she do what she do. I think she know.
Well, even when we it's just a rite of passage, because I had to deal with the same goddamn thing.
She know. Yes, she did.
That's what it is.
When Tone was
this
like,
"This is live, though."
Right.
It's a little different.
Tone was like, "Nah, say the name.
Say it."
But hey, she said her own name.
Say it.
She did. Yes.
She did.
But you know, we call our names here. If you write in, so write in. If you're gonna write in, say, "Do not reveal
right.
me."
Right. You want to remain anonymous.
Yeah, remain anonymous. Don't say,
we'll keep
don't
your
say
anonymity.
My name, homie. Don't right, say my right. name, homie.
Shit.
So anyway.
They got the batteries, nigga.
still give you a little
who was
ride.
That? How to Serve? Who, was it How to Serve?
Serve yeah.
Hey, write in and let us know what you meant by that. Allmanpodcast@gmail.com. That's AWEMANPODCAST@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on YouTube. If I got to tell you, I spelled the, we got a problem. Aw Man, that's AWE space MAN podcast. And, you know, hit us on our Linktree on Instagram.
Also, please go get Kings, Queens, and Stable Boys.
Why Man Cheat.
Okay. A Guide to a Better Relationship.
Hey.
It is on Amazon, as well as Dress for Success.
How to Align Your.
How to Intimately Align Your Image and Your Identity. So I always leaves a lasting impact.
That's chapter one, by the way.
Yeah, and again, we're not only doing this for us, we're doing it for y'all.
Yeah, so. Any questions, comments, concerns, let us know. We appreciate the feedback and you guys interacting. That is huge to us. Please pass us along and just get other people to go in and the YouTube joint so we can get that going and
for sure.
Get the algorithm going. In our favor, meaning the algorithm is always going.
Always.
But anyway, you guys got any all-man moments?
Stay safe.
Figure out who you are and live in that truth and communicate it.
There's no such thing as over-communication. Yeah. Mm. I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag we out.
Peace.
Yep.
Hey.